housekeeping. What? Oh, yeah. Desperate times call for desperate measures. One day they're gonna change the locks on me. But, damn. This place is a mess. Hello? Anyone home? Dude, seriously, are you, like, dead? I swear to fucking God, if you died before we could... Oh, hey there. In the kitchen? On the floor? What you doing down there, bud? Mind if I join you? Alrighty then. The world in absolute disbelief as they find out the earth-shattering news that there is actually a nice, comfortable bed in your room. Yeah, I guess the floor is comfy too. Speaking of the floor, why are you down here? What's buzzing around in your head right now? Oh, come on. Don't you dare try and say nothing. Out with it. Why do I care? Oh, I don't know. It maybe has a small, minuscule thing to do with the fact that you are literally my most favorite person in the world, and I care about you? That could be it. Feel free to correct me, though. Look at me. I love you, okay? I really, really do. You know I am always and will always be here for you, right? Like, I don't want to pressure you into telling me anything if you don't want to right now, but just know that I'm always your number one supporter, no matter what the situation is. Sweetheart. Come here. Shh. You're okay. You're safe in my arms. I know. I can always tell when you need a big hug. I have a feeling it's the main reason you keep me around. I'm so sorry you're dealing with that. It must be so overwhelming. Look up at me, love. Let me wipe those tears. Nope. Stop right there. Listen here, you fucker. You are anything but worthless. Shut up. I don't care what you have to say right now. I am not going to let you sit here and talk shit about yourself. Because you're like the most amazing person in the world? That's why. It genuinely baffles me how you look at yourself and see anything but that. You're kind, smart, you have a great sense of humor. You make people feel so goddamn safe. You help people in any way you can, and you care so fucking much about the people around you. Like, do you remember when we went to go see your pops in the home last year? Then you'd also remember when you turned on Dancing Queen and sang your heart out, then started dancing all over the place, right? Do you remember their faces? They were all fucking ecstatic. And you went out of your way to make it that way. My point is, I'm forever grateful for you and everything you've done. Being your best friend has given me things that I could only dream of. And the main one is you. Hey, I'm serious here. You are like the gift that keeps on giving. Or like the 12 days of Christmas, but all packed... Okay. Sorry. derailing. But I love you, and you are the strongest person I know. And like I said before, I will always be your number one supporter. It's me and you till the end, Pumbaa. Dude, we already discussed this. I'm Timon and you're Pumbaa. It just makes sense that way. Because you can be a little slow sometimes. Ow! I'm sorry, I'm just speaking my mind. How could I even be Pumbaa? Like, how would that even work? I am not childish. Your perception of me is wrong and, quite frankly, hurtful. Yeah, of course you don't. Oh yes, thank you for the attention. I was in dire need. Anyway, do you want to get some food or something? Nah, I'll order it. Besides, I'm here so often that I'm pretty sure I have your address set as my own one anyway. You want Korean? Fuck yeah, I do. Yeah, I know what you want. You act as if I don't know you. And it's ordered. It's 45 minutes away. So what we're going to do is we're going to get up off the floor. Come on, dude, get up. Grab my hand. There we go now. I am going to go turn on Netflix and you are going to go shower, and by the time you're done, the food will be here. Yes, you have to shower. I'll wash you myself if I need to, you stubborn little thing. Hey, do not wink at me, you freak. Go shower now. Whatever. I love you too.